Now, when Peter Gabriel left Genesis, his solo song, Salisbury Hill, everybody tried to analyze the lyrics and said, oh, he's writing about leaving Genesis. That's not exactly true. Or maybe it is. I'll let Peter Gabriel tell you.
I'm sure there was an influence there, but it wasn't directly pointing at it, but you inevitably reflect what's going on, even if you're not especially aware of it at the time. So it was not a song about leaving Genesis, but there were echoes of that.
So, yes and no. Got it. Story from long ago, 20 years ago. A SWAT team had to be called to a hotel in Buffalo, New York. Kiss was staying there. Did they destroy the room? Was there sex? Was there drugs? No. No, it was all about room service. Or lack thereof. Guitarist Tommy Thayer tells the story. It was Gene Simmons who did it. Gene Simmons apparently is not a patient man. If they don't answer the phone room service like three rings, he goes crazy. He doesn't get his food on time. He goes crazy. Here's Tommy Thayer.
We're at the Hilton in Buffalo. We're back at the hotel after the show. And, you know, Gene Simmons is a real stickler. If he's in a hotel and he calls down to the front desk or to room service, if it takes more than two or three rings for them to pick up, he really goes ballistic. So I'm sitting in my room. The front desk calls and she says, we got a real problem. We just called the SWAT team, the police, to come in because one of your group members just threatened to blow the hotel up. And I was thinking, I think I know who that might be, actually. But it kind of got us into trouble because the police showed up and they thought it was a real bomb threat.
Where is my club sandwich?